This is Thursday, March 21st. Do you think of yourself as a deeply emotional person? Do you cry easily? I remember standing alongside my dad when my mom passed away. We were in the hospital room together, and then we stayed with my dad through two worship services and one service at the grave. I was surprised that at no time did I see my dad cry. I cried over my mom when she passed away. I don't think I could have held back my tears, even if I tried. After all the services, I asked my dad if he had cried, and he said he had not, that likely he would at a time when he was alone. I believe he was in shock through it all, and tears came later. I want to go to our text for today to see the emotional life of Jesus, to see how he processed the death of his friend Lazarus. This is John chapter 11, verse 33 to 39. When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who had come along with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in spirit and troubled. "Where have you laid him?" he asked. "Come and see, Lord," they replied. Jesus wept. Then the Jews said, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying?" Jesus, once more deeply moved, came to the tomb. It was a cave with a stone laid across the entrance. "Take away the stone," he said. John chapter 11, verse 35 is the shortest verse in our English Bible. Jesus wept. As we learned yesterday, this was not the controlled, subtle weeping with a little tear running down his cheek kind of crying. This was the chest-heaving kind. Now, there are only three times in the New Testament that we are told that Jesus wept. We know that he wept more than this, but only three times are recorded, and this is the first. The second was shortly after when Jesus rode into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday. Seeing the city and knowing the people would reject him, he wept knowing that they had missed their opportunity to receive his peace. He could see what was coming. Again, this is the chest-heaving kind of weeping, painful, loud, powerful, and gut-wrenching. The final time we hear of Jesus weeping was in Gethsemane as Jesus lifted his prayer to the Father. This was a cry of pain and anguish, deeper still, and likely more quiet, as Jesus sweat drops of blood, the Gospels tell us. Now, there are many kinds of crying. We speak of sobbing, of weeping, of wailing, whimpering, bawling, and even blubbering. With the moment in Bethany, Jesus was likely wailing and blubbering. But notice there is more. Twice, John tells us that Jesus was deeply moved, or deeply moved in spirit and troubled. What does this mean? The underlying Greek text uses words that describe a deep, palpable, and even guttural anger. Yes, it's anger. It's of the snorting, mad kind of anger. Why would this be Jesus' response to the death of his friend as he approached the tomb? Yes, he is furiously angry over the power of death. The power of death to take away his friend, to devastate Martha and Mary. Haven't we all felt an anger at death? Do we not become angry when we are robbed of someone we love? Yes, I have been through the years, I've felt this anger. Perhaps you trace the anger you have experienced and you think, why should I be angry? I fear that often this anger is displaced. We blame shift and turn our attention to God. We become angry with God. We believe that God is at fault. But it is we human beings that brought death into our world, not God. The good news is that Jesus has come to conquer death. He will take responsibility for conquering what we cannot defeat. So imagine Jesus approaching the tomb and asking the stone to be rolled away. Now, for the Jewish people who did not use embalming, burials happen quickly after death, within a day. This is true for most Jewish people today. And Lazarus is 4 days dead. They would not have wanted to open the tomb. It would desecrate the grave, and Lazarus's body was in decay. They could smell his rotting flesh. This is such a powerful scene. We cannot create life. Only God can. And here is Jesus showing that he can bring life from death. "But Lord," said Martha, the sister of the dead man, "by this time there's a bad odor, for he has been there 4 days." Then Jesus said, "Did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone. Then Jesus looked up and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew you always hear me. But I said this for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe that you sent me." And when he had said this, Jesus called out in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out!" The dead man came out, his hands and feet wrapped with strips of linen and a cloth around his face. That's John 11, verse 39 to 44. Yes, Jesus simply said to Lazarus, "Come out." Of course, dead men can't hear or move their bodies. Lazarus was raised up as Jesus lifted his prayer to the Father. And in his prayer, Jesus asked the Father to act so that people will know Jesus' true identity. Here we see Jesus clearly portrayed as God with us, the Lord of life, who loves us and has come to redeem us. Lazarus does nothing to receive this love, and dead people can do nothing to help themselves, nothing at all. But Jesus can, and he does. Now I want to circle back to where we started. Are you an emotional person? Jesus was. He wept. He was angry. But he also acted to save his friend. And so let us rest in that. The love of Jesus and his determination to save. And to realize that our anger at death is well-founded. Jesus was angry as well. But he came to save us. Let's pray. God of all grace, you're a redeeming God. You sent your Son to bring life and immortality to light and to open the way for life with you. Enable us to rest in your love. For in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.